Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, August 1st. It's hard to believe it's already August. 7:32 Central Time. And our next guest joining us by phone today is Tim Hetzner. He's president of the Lutheran Church Charities. And Tim, welcome back to His Time.
Welcome. It's good to be back.
So glad to hear your voice again. Tell us, what is the work of Lutheran Church Charities for those who might not be familiar with it?
Well, we do disaster response work throughout the U.S. and internationally. Work in partnership with Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and their alert programs. We have a national canine comfort dog ministry, and we're about to launch a new dog ministry serving veterans and their families and military.
Outstanding.
So, we do a lot of other stuff too, but those are the main things that we do.
Well, this has been a busy year for you, I'm sure, with all the things going on. What have you been up to most recently? I know we want to talk about the Carenine program, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Just give us an update of what's been going on with Lutheran Church Charities.
Well, let's see. There are disasters that we've been working with this year is down in Washington, Illinois. That's been one, and then Pilger, Nebraska. Been out there and coordinating volunteers out to that area. We've been still supplying support and help for families and our church body in Haiti, and in working with our church body, our Lutheran Church of Ethiopia, in providing assistance for them to grow with their explosive growth over there in Ethiopia. I think there's more Lutherans in Ethiopia than there is in the United States. So we provided a $1 million gift to them to help sustain and their growth. So and then the dogs. So we've been busy all around.
The dogs stay pretty busy these days, don't they?
Well, we do. That program just continues to explode and expand with placing comfort dogs. We work through our LCMS churches, but we now have dogs in 12 states, and I think we'll be adding on another 4 states here soon, and have a waiting list of churches that want comfort dogs. So we train the handlers, train the caregivers, do spiritual training with those that are involved with it, and obviously we have our own training school to train the dogs, which takes about a year process to train a dog to that caliber to be used as a outreach for a congregation. And that's been the beautiful part, Andy, of just watching churches and seeing churches get outside of their walls and out into the community and engaging with people. So many people out there that do not have an active, if any, relationship with Jesus Christ. And the dogs are a bridge. They're a gift from God as part of His creation to connect with people. And in that connection, to have an opportunity to listen to people and to share with people about the mercy and the compassion and the presence of Jesus Christ.
And tell us, what is it about the dogs that, I mean, I constantly see on Facebook people, getting to see the dogs or wanting to see the dogs, the comfort dogs. And what is it about the dogs that we love so much? Why is it we want to spend so much time with them and see them?
Well, you know, they're safe. You know, they show unconditional love. They're confidential. They're safe. And they bring a calming effect to people. And the combination of that attracts people. And of course, dogs have a sixth sense too when somebody's hurting. They just know. That's why they're used for search and rescue. They smell it on people. And so, you know, and they know when somebody's hurting, and so they just snuggle up with the person and allow the person to pet them. And many times people will talk to the dog first. We know if you put a dog and a person in a room together, after 2 minutes, the person is talking to the dog as if it's a person. and they're good listeners. They're good. And the big thing, they do not, not one of our dogs has ever gotten in a theological argument. So they're safe. They're, as we say, they are a bridge to connect with people that are hurting or that just need to know Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the thing. All of our dogs have their own business card, and on that business card, each of them has their own Bible verse, and they have their own Facebook account, email, and Twitter. And we don't do that to be cute, because it extends the connection that we have with the dog People will go on their, like them on their Facebook page, they'll post stuff or they'll message things. And in fact, it's a real issue with us keeping up with that. I have somebody that monitors all the dogs' Facebook pages 24/7 because of the ministry connections that come out of that. And we get invited into places that we would never, ever get invited in, or a church would never get invited in as a church. But somehow dogs, even though we tell everybody these are Christian dogs, they're Lutheran dogs, you know, they're trained to the six chief marks. We tell them that, and, you know, so that they know that, you know, we're Christian. We don't hide that. You know, that's on the vest. That's in what we do. But, you know, because they're dogs, that's not a problem. And where if it was just, you know, a person trying to get into some of the places and say, you know, I'm from such and such church, they'd probably not let you in. Mm-hmm. So it's a winning combination. I would never guess that this would have been so successful when we started this back in August of 2008. Wow. That it would be like today. You know, we're at our national conference here in Chicago, which is our third annual now. We bring all the dogs in from the different states and the handlers, and we swap ministry stories of what the dogs are doing. We provide additional training for our handlers on how to most capitalize on ministry opportunities and engage with people to be able to do the sharing of who Jesus is and his mercy and his compassion. So it's an exciting time. We're in day two of that conference at Harper College here in Palatine, Illinois. So it's just an exciting time that we're doing right now. In fact, as soon as I get off the phone with you, we're doing a big group picture of all the dogs and the people.
How exciting. And the dogs get the front.
Oh, yeah.
Front and center.
They sure do. Actually, we can arrange them easily. It's the people. Same way with the training. You know, the hardest part in the training is not the dogs. It's the people. And the hardest part of the training of people is to shut up. Listen. Don't talk. Don't dominate the conversation. Let people talk. And then open. And then fill in, and when the doors are right, to share about Christ. But let people talk. Listen to them. You know, there's a lot of people that we just find out that, you know, they don't have anybody listening to them. They have people that talk at them, mm-hmm. but no one that listens. Mm-hmm. Listening to people is, well, it's a key ingredient in establishing relationships with people. And then people follow the dogs. You know, our outreach now with the Facebook pages is over 7.5 million people.
Wow.
When we post on those pages, that's over 7.5 million people. So it's from all over the world. But then they follow the dogs, you know, in their community and other places. They come in and they post when they're going out to an event, and people come out to the event to see them. A lot of places want our dogs because they know that wherever our dogs are, people will come.
Sure.
So
what a great outreach and connection with so many people.
Oh, I would never have guessed. You know, I was in parish ministry 25 years. I would never have guessed that dogs. Well, I never guessed I'd be doing this with dogs. You know, but I was told years ago that the LCMS was going to the dogs. And, you know, and I think it is in a wonderful, positive way to further our message and our mission of being out there. And, of course, as you know, our Lutheran community is just, Missouri Synod is just, they're wonderful people. But, you know, they're not aggressive in the aspect, you know, you ask most LCMS people to go out and talk to somebody and share their faith, and they take three steps backwards. But you put a dog in their hand. And, you see, they don't have to approach people. People come to them.
Yeah.
And the dog becomes that opening conversation, which is going to be the same thing with the veteran ministry that we're launching today.
And I want to talk about that when we come back. That sounds really interesting. I'm looking forward to doing that, to talking about that. So, and excited about the new stuff that you have going on. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I'm going to go look up the six chief barks while we're taking a break. So stick around for more of his time as we're talking with Tim Hetzner from Lutheran Church Charities right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Whether you're a regular worshiper at the church of your choice or find it difficult for you to get to church on Sunday morning, you may benefit from our live worship broadcasts each week on Worldwide KFUO. Our early service begins at 8 o'clock Central and originates from Blessed Savior Lutheran Church in Florissant, Missouri, where Pastor Matthew Roglin leads divine worship. The live late worship broadcast at 10:30 comes from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fenton, Missouri, where Reverend Mark Sell presides during the worship service. Sunday mornings on Worldwide KFUO.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We're talking with Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Tim, tell us about this new program that you're going to be offering.
Well, you know, God has a way of getting you in things, and I'm getting too old to fight them. And, you know, when we started the K9 Comfort Dog Ministry in August 2008, I didn't know what I was doing, but, you know, God did. And that's the beauty of this, of just seeing things unfold. You know, what happened was over the last 3 months, we started getting more and more invites with our comfort dogs out into circles that were veteran circles, VA hospitals, VFW halls, veterans groups. And about 2 months ago, I got an email from the lady that works with and heads up the Yellow Ribbon Weekends with the U.S. Air Force. And they have these weekends across the country, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, when they bring in military, active military veterans and their families to just talk about issues that face veterans. And they get anywhere from 250 to 1,000 people at these. And they ask for Lutheran Church Charities with our comfort dogs if we could be an agency that would provide dogs for their Yellow Ribbon Weekends. Now, we know that the other services have the same thing, and as soon as we start doing that, we'll have other invites. So we looked at, you know, what was our capacity to be able to do this with all of our comfort dogs and the schedules that they have and trying to keep up with that, and decided, and some other things that had occurred with another group that started up in the Chicago area called Military Outreach USA and them contacting us and wanting to partner with us. So we decided that we would start a whole new dog ministry just devoted to veterans with a dog serving veterans and military and their families. And so we are launching that today at our conference this afternoon at 4 o'clock and launching it here in the Chicago area. Only as God works, you know, he's opened up doors faster than I can step through them. We are actually launching it in two locations today, here in the Northern Illinois District, that will also serve throughout the U.S. with these dogs, and also up in Minnesota South. They signed on yesterday as a sponsor of the Care 9, that's a capital K-A-R-E space 9, ministry. It's going to be a little bit different than our comfort dog ministry. Our comfort dogs are trained to work with multiple people. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do here is we're going to place a puppy and then start training the puppy and the veteran, but start working them right from the get-go to serve veterans and to connect with veterans. We learned quickly that the best way for a veteran to share and open up is with another veteran, and that many veterans will not share about what they've gone through with somebody else, but another veteran they feel safe with because they understand what they're talking about. A couple other things added to that when I found out that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod of all the denominations, this is what I was told, has the most number of chaplains, military chaplains, in any denomination. You know, I just said, you know, we are positioned here for this. So we are recruiting Christian LCMS veterans, and we are placing a dog with them that will stay with them for the life of that dog. We got camouflage vests for the dogs. We're naming our dogs after military dogs that have died in the line of service. And using that as kind of an outreach, you know, when a veteran pets a dog, saying, yes, here's the name of the dog. And by the way, he's named after a dog that was killed in the line of service, as kind of an opening to help veterans talk. We're going to use military commands with the dogs. We're doing everything military. So we're setting this up to be a Christian ministry of veterans serving veterans. You know, and I believe we're the only group that is doing this. You know, there are hundreds of groups that train dogs and place them with a veteran for the sole purpose of helping the veteran. So we know that works. In fact, the government has a program on that also. But we're placing dogs with veterans for the sole purpose of that veteran and dog teaming up with another veteran and a dog to go out and to serve veterans. And one of our prime focuses, beyond the Yellow Ribbon weekends, VA hospitals, and all that, is to get into the homes of military families, you know, which go through an awful lot when their husband or wife are deployed, and then get into the homes of veterans and their families, and to just be there as a mercy and compassion ministry to minister to those families, and then help connect them up to the resources many times those families and veterans need, and the services that our LCMS churches and other churches can provide. You know, LCMS has a program called Barnabas, which is to help congregations be veterans friendly. But see, the thing with that, you can have a vet-friendly congregation, but if you don't have vets coming into it, who are they friendly to? So we are going out into the community to engage with the veterans to steer them to the type of Christian care that our churches can provide.
So today is the first training for that, the first workshop, is that correct?
Today is the launch of that ministry. We have puppies coming in. We call the puppies recruits. And then after a while, after several months of training, they'll move up to be privates. And then when they get old, you know, and we'll call them generals. So we're following the, when they get old and lay around, we'll call them generals. So we're doing everything militarily with these dogs and with the veterans, and we're using not all retired veterans. We're using veterans that are still in. We're using veterans that you know, are younger and working, and we're also using veterans with disabilities. If they can handle a dog, we're using them, and wives of veterans. Because that's a whole another area of ministry there of what the wives go through. They may not have served in the military, but their husband has, and just, you know, living with somebody that has issues, whether it's post-traumatic stress disorder or what's called moral lapse, which is, you know, you get into the military and you're trained to kill, and you go out and either you kill or others kill, or you're supporting others that kill and all that, and then you come back and you're told not to kill. And some of that just plays on you.
Yeah.
And so the thing that pushed me over the edge, Andy, the one thing that pushed me over the edge to do this, Beck, and that was about a month ago, when I found out that 22 veterans a day commit suicide in the United States.
Wow.
That we are aware of, 22 a day. Now that's, you know, We had our comfort dogs out at Newtown with the shootings out there, and we still have a dog in that school every day since that Sandy Hook Elementary School opened back up. But that's a Sandy Hook every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And I said, we got to do something.
Wow.
You know, and what they go through, we have,
yeah,
we have hope and healing because of our message of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't sit back and keep that message inside of our churches. We have to go out where they are because many of them are unchurched.
Sure. Right.
You know, their families might go to church, but many of them are unchurched. They you know, they carry around a lot of baggage and issues, and they need keep it up. That's why with Military Outreach USA, they help veterans get jobs that are beyond entry-level jobs, which in the state of Illinois, 35% of the veterans are unemployed.
Wow.
So, and it shouldn't be because veterans are well, military people are well-disciplined and mm-hmm. have training and all that, but sometimes employees don't want to touch them because they know sometimes they have been scarred from being in duty. And so we're there to try to help them and try to connect them, and but most of all, to bring the presence and the proclamation of Jesus Christ.
You bring up a good point. You know, many who come home from war and just difficult environments like that with all that tension come back home and may have a variety of feelings and be disconnected from the congregation because they feel like a church is not necessarily a place for someone who deals with the things that they deal with, who has the feelings, or they may feel that it's just not the place for them, that they don't deserve to go to church because mm-hmm. of the things that they've seen or because of the things that they've had to do. And and that's not the message that we want them to have at all. And so, as you said, going outside of our church walls into our communities to get to know our veterans, especially those who feel so disconnected from the church, to get to know them and bring this good news of Jesus to them.
Yep, that's what Jesus would do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus did do.
Yeah.
He called us to do the same thing. So we have military chaplains, LCMS military chaplains, that are working with us, consulting with us. I've got Reverend Glenn Merritt, who just retired at the end of June.
He thinks he retired.
He thinks he retired, but I grabbed him. He's here at the conference today. He is going to be our advisor and our LCMS coordinator with what the LCMS is doing with the military chaplains and that to make sure that we have a united front in ministry. We're not placing dogs with our chaplains because many of them have churches. And we want the dogs to be able to go out at all times and go out and deploy out, you know, mm-hmm. to California and East Coast, West Coast. But we want to work with our military chaplains.
Absolutely.
And who are wonderful, wonderful people that we're just blessed with that and through our district. So it's exciting. I have no idea where the Lord's going to take this. I just know He is moving faster than I am. And I'm trying to keep up with Him and keep my head above water enough to see the feet of Jesus walking on it.
So the training, the first workshop goes on today with the new recruits, the new puppies. Now, is there a particular breed that works best for these?
Golden. All golden retrievers. We have, first of all, it's easier for us to use one breed with all of our canine ministries. But goldens have proven to be one of the top as far as engaging in their temperament as dogs in connecting with people.
Very
plus,
good.
They leave a little bit of themselves with whoever they touch because they shed.
Well, it's just great to hear what you're doing and the new things that you're venturing into as well, and that you're open to that, and that you get to work with so many people who are open to doing that. And so glad to hear that you're working with our veterans and giving veterans opportunities to serve other veterans. It's just outstanding. You all are doing great things. And I want to let our listeners know how they can find out more, how they can support Lutheran Church Charities. What can they do?
Well, they can go to our website, LutheranChurchCharities.org, where they can toll-free call us, 866-455-6466, or they can email us at lcc@lutheranchurchcharities.org, and we'd be happy to talk with them and do whatever. We exist as a ministry, Lutheran Church Charities, as an RSO, but as a ministry, we exist to serve our churches and work through our churches. to touch people.
Very good.
Hey, thank you for what KFUO does, too. My gosh, the outreach of you. You know, I get around a lot, and I just see the impact, which I'm not sure you guys always hear, but the impact of what you're doing there in bringing a gospel-centered message out to people. And, gosh, just keep up it. Just keep at it, and God bless you.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for all you do. And we've been talking with Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Thanks so much for sharing with us about the new Care 9 program, Tim, and God's blessings and all the work that you all are doing.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got the study of the daily lectionary. Today, we're going to get into Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 23. We're going to study with the Reverend Gary Denke, pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you can join us for that as we dig into God's Word this morning. Coming up next, AP Radio News and the weather right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.